you, Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this Holy Communion. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing that's taking place in my body even right now. Thank you, Lord, for the blood heals. The body heals, oh God. We thank you for the water that cleanses, oh God. That came out of his side, oh God. We thank you for the nails that pierce his feet and his hands and the thorns that pierce his brow and let the blood come down so that we could be cleansed, so that we could be healed, so we can be delivered, so that we can be restored, Lord, by his stripes that we are healed, by his stripes that we are made whole. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the healing, we thank you for the healing portion, oh God, of your blood and your body, oh God, all that was broken and shaken and pierced for all salvation, Lord. We pray today, God, as we go into this word at some point in time, that it would bring healing all over the United States, all over the world. We have some people in here coming from Ghana, bringing something for us, a gift for us from Ghana, and we just thank God. We just thank God for the men and women of God that support what we do, what God does through us. We just thank the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank the Lord Jesus for his mercy and for his grace that's upon our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us play some home music and see what the Lord will do this morning as we to proclaim his mercy and grace over this Blog Talk Radio that we watches over by the directions of the Most High. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ah, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Excellent is our power. everything about you is amazing.
Oh, God, you are all before my Lord.
Everybody say, okay.
Where I am strong in your presence. time of storm. cover me,
Lord,
with your praise. Cover me,
Lord,
with your feathers. My life in a secret place. Shelter me in the time of storm. Cover me with your grace. Cover me, you're my strong and my tower. Cover me, you're a refuge for my soul.
Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. And we thank you, O God, for covering us and sheltering us in the midst of the storm, the storms of life. Oh God, we come this morning with great expectation that you will speak to us and speak through us as we hide ourselves in you. Lord, we ask your forgiveness of our sins, of our transgressions, and we ask that your mercy and grace would rest upon us, that you would keep us safe and secure from all the storms of this world, from the storms of the people. Father, we ask that you allow us to enter in. Cover those that call upon you this morning in repentance, O God. Call upon you with the spirit of humility. Lord, we ask you to cover them. Lord, we ask you to protect all leaders that are traveling from Africa to United States and keep them safe while they are here. Oh, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger befall them. Father, we ask you to bless this word that we are about to release today. And we ask, oh, God, that you continue to heal those that are sick in their bodies, in their mind, in their spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be none of me, but all of you, O God. And Father, we ask as this word go forth to the north, the south, the east, and the west, let it accomplish what you sent it to do. We know it will not return void because you are carrying it into the hearts and minds of the people that you desire to hear your word. In Jesus' name. Well, this morning we're going to talk to you briefly concerning this topic the Lord gave to me on last night, which says, when a man or country rejects God, when a man or country rejects God. And we know what happened when the people rejects God. We know what happened when people turn away from God and they become their own gods. Hallelujah. They run their own program. We know what's happened. Glory to God. We had many people when I was in Virginia that were part of the church. And when they come to the church because they were looking for a husband or looking for a wife, and when they found that husband or found that wife, they stood just another 2 or 3 months in the church, in the building, and then they left. So when the problems start, guess what happened? They called the pastor now because they want the pastor to try to pray for them and seek God on their behalf. You understand? Here we want to go into the book of Jeremiah. I think I ministered from this book sometime last year, but the Lord gave it to me on yesterday because we know we had to bring the word this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord had already dropped it in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We had asked some people to bring the word, but they decided they would not even call to say that they weren't going to bring the word. They have just deserted the line. So we are just comfortable with that anyway. So here the Lord says, Jeremiah is speaking. He says, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Now, God tell the prophet to go in the streets, run to and fro, and see if he could find even one person. Person. The Bible said man, but that means man or woman. But one person that executes judgment and seeketh truth. We're living in a time where the people are not concerned about truth. They're not concerned about the truth of God. They're making their own truth that suffices their needs, their situation, their condition, their feelings. But God says, if you could find one man, I would spare the city. I will spare the nation. He said, and though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. They're proclaiming that they know Jesus. They're proclaiming that they know the Lord, but they are living a false lifestyle. They are full of malice, contentious. They have a contentious spirit. This is what God is saying. Jeremiah is searching the streets. The Bible says they roam about through the streets of Jerusalem and look, please, and take note and search at its public squares. If you can find a person who does justice, who seeks honesty, so that I may forgive it. God is looking in the earth right now for people who are seeking truth, who are seeking justice. People are committing all kind of heinous crimes. And the DOJs and the public attorneys are setting them back on the streets, smacking them on their hands and sending them back on the streets. Because George Soros is backing all of these public attorneys. And they are not distributing justice. The Lord is looking for somebody who is seeking justice and truth. He said, oh, Lord, verse 3, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. No, 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 no. God has corrected the people, sent correction. He has sent floods. He sent tornadoes. He has sent hurricanes, earthquakes, to get the people to turn to him, to stop sodomizing each other, to stop worshiping idols, to stop lying, to stop stealing, to stop backbiting, to stop cursing, to stop drugging, stop selling their bodies. But the people refuse correction. Hallelujah. They refuse to turn to God, the true and living God. They're still going to the tarot card readers. They're still going to the palm readers. They're still going to the psychic. They're still going to the local satanic priests. They're still going to the Kundalini spirit source, going down to the marine gods. They're still doing all these things because they want the power that only comes from God and God alone. The power that you get from the devil and from his agents is only temporary. You might get some money. You might get a big house. You may get a fancy car, but it's only going to last you so long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. Now, this poor that he's talking about is not financially poor or physically poor. He's talking about spiritually poor. They don't know the law. They don't know the word of God. You see, when you know the truth will make you free. The Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. When you know the word of God, you become free. You become rich. The word of God make you rich. Your bank account may be full of zeros here on earth, but in heaven, they have great numbers ahead of the zeros. Because why? You have the word of God inside of you. Here in the book of, Genesis, chapter 18, keep your hand there in Jeremiah. We like to go back and forth. In Genesis chapter 18, the Bible says that, he says, chapter 18 and verse 18, he says, seeing that Abraham should surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. See the same two words there. The same two words that Jeremiah is using. Justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and because there is sin, and because their sin is very grievous or bad, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He asked God a question. The cry of sin had come up before God. The sodomization of each other had come before God. The wickedness had come up before God. Why? Because men and the country had rejected God's way. Look at our country. I love the United States of America. They have bluntly turned away from everything that's godly. And then even the Christian folk is saying, well, it don't bother me. Now it don't bother me. Let them do their own thing. In other words, they're in agreement with the sin that's in the earth, most of the Christians. I like to call them so-called Christians. They don't plead for righteousness. They don't plead for judgment to come and bring correction for these people. They're going to allow their brothers and sisters that are sinning to die and go to hell. They wouldn't pray for them to come out of that sin. Somebody prayed for me when I was in the crack house. Somebody prayed for me when I was in the whorehouse. I would still be there committing adultery, fornicating, doing all the stuff that a righteous man wouldn't do. And somebody prayed me out. We don't want to pray. You know what we want to do? We want to complain. We want to criticize. We want to condemn. We want to judge. We don't want to pray them out. The Bible said that the prayers of a righteous man, means righteous man or woman, availeth much. The prayers of a righteous person, let's say it that way, availeth much. It does great work. It does great wonders. When you're praying for somebody, you say, well, I've been praying for 3 weeks. I've been praying for 4 weeks. I've been praying for a year for the person to come free. And it seems like nothing is happening, but while you're praying, things are happening. God is working. God don't work on your time. He work on his time. And then all of a sudden, the person is free. No longer using drugs. No longer living a homosexual lifestyle. No longer stealing. No longer lying. No longer getting drugged out. No longer committing sin. You say, well, my God, I didn't know. I ain't seen him for 6 months. I ain't seen him for 3 months. But I heard now they're going to the Baptist church down the street. They're going to the Episcopal church. They're going to somewhere where they're hearing the word. Oh, they're a minister. I remember a guy coming, didn't see me for a while, but somebody was praying for me. And when he came to the church to visit his mother, who was one of the mothers in the church, I was on the altar preaching in Virginia at Holy Scripture Church on Lacey Bolivar. And when he looked, his eyes opened like he saw a ghost. And he asked his mother, is that David? She said, yeah, he's one of the ministers here. Because he hadn't seen me for a while, but he didn't know somebody was praying for me. They didn't just leave me. Oh, they said somebody saw. They knew I was a drug addict. They knew I was living a promiscuous lifestyle. But they prayed for me. Somebody was in the church. Somebody was at their home. Somebody was on their job interceding for my soul. A lot of Christians, all they do is criticize and condemn. Abraham asked the Lord a very powerful question. He says to the Lord, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He said, perhaps there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do. He said, Lord, that be far from you. Because you guard everything after this manner. When there's 50 people, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that righteous shall be as the wicked, that be far from thee, he tell the Lord. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, he's talking to the Lord. See, you're the judge of all the earth. In other words, you can't do wrong like do wrong with wrong. But you say right there, you got to save the righteous. And he says, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake, all the way down to 10. All the way down. He goes down. He says down in verse 31. He said, and he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Perhaps, or peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10, for 10's sake. The Lord is looking for truth and justice. He's looking to find righteousness in the land. And we, the people of God, need to pray for righteousness. We need to come together as one like the apostles in the upper room, and we need to intercede for this country. We need to intercede for this world, not only for the United States. We need to intercede for the Ukraine. We need to intercede for Russia. We need to intercede for France. We need to intercede for Germany. We need to intercede for China. We need to intercede for Taiwan. We need to intercede for Brazil. Oh, God, for the Caribbean. All over the world, we need to intercede. For Africa, all over Africa, we need to intercede. Hallelujah. They say, I was hearing somebody say, I saw it on YouTube, they found the mountain of God in Africa. And the mountain is all covered in gold. And now all of these nations are fighting for the mountain. But many people are going to die trying to get on that mountain because it's the mountain of God. They want to go. They don't want to go there to pray. They don't want to go there and pray for the nation, for the continent. They want to go. Here back in Jeremiah chapter 5. Here, Jeremiah depicts a scene where he desperately tries to find one righteous person whose presence might persuade God to postpone punishment. The scene resembles Abraham's attempts to save Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 righteous people. As is the case with Abraham, Jeremiah is unable to find the required number of righteous people. Ezekiel later overturns this concept, arguing that the righteousness of a few would not save the many, who must be punished for their own sins. Ezekiel chapter 14. Here in the book of Ezekiel, he says, when this message came to me from the Lord, son of man, suppose the people of a country were to sin against me. I lifted my fist to crush them, cutting off their food supply and sending a famine to destroy both people and animals. God is talking to Ezekiel, okay? And we're talking about when a man or country rejects God. And he said to Ezekiel, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were there, their righteousness would save no one but themselves, says the sovereign Lord. Verse 15. Or suppose I were to send wild animals to invade the country, kill the people, and make the land too desolate and dangerous to pass through. As surely as I live, says the sovereign Lord, even if those three men, talking about Noah and Daniel and Job, even if those three men were there, they wouldn't be able to save their own sons or daughters. They alone would be saved, but the land would be made desolate or worthless. Or suppose I were to bring war against the land. I sent enemy armies to destroy both people and animals. See, sin will cause God to do things that God didn't plan to do. Sin. Because he despised sin. He cannot look upon sin. This is why he's asking for us and calling for us to intercede for the sinners. He said, if my people were to call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, he said, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. God wants us to intercede for the homosexual, intercede for the lesbian, intercede for the fornicator, for the adulterer, for the prostitutes, for the gangbangers. You understand what I'm saying? He wants us to intercede for the sinner. Because he said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth shall die. This is what God says. Here back in Ezekiel chapter 14, we go back to Jeremiah chapter 5 in a minute. He says, verse 19 of chapter 14 of Ezekiel. Or suppose I were to pour out my fury or anger by sending an epidemic into the land. Suppose I was to pour my fury by sending an epidemic into the land, and the disease killed people and animals alike. As surely as I live, says the sovereign Lord, even if no Daniel and Job were there, they wouldn't be able to save their own sons and daughters. They alone would be saved by their righteousness. Now, this is what the sovereign Lord says. How terrible it will be when all four of these dreadful punishments fall upon Jerusalem. War, famine, wild animals, and disease, destroying all her people and animals. Yet there will be survivors, and they will come here to join you as exiles in Babylon. You will see with your own eyes how wicked they are. And then you will feel better about what I have done to Jerusalem. When you meet them and see their behaviors, you will understand that these things are not being done to Israel without cause. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. We're going to see some things going to happen in our nation. If the people don't repent and turn from their ways, God's wrath is going to be loose upon our nation. But he said that some people will be saved. Some people will be saved. He's speaking through the prophets. And everything that he has said back then, he's still saying now. Hallelujah. Folk believe that because they're under grace, that they can continue to sin. They can continue to lie. They can continue to harass. They can continue to backbite and speak a lot of false things about the men of God, the women of God, the children of God. They think they can stand in the corner and talk about the preacher. God is still hearing. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Watch your mouth. Death is knocking at the door. Listen to what he says. Jeremiah chapter 5. And let's look at verse 5. He said, I will get thee unto the great men, and I will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bounds. They have known the law. He said, let me go. Let me go to the great and let me speak with them. For they know the way of God, the law of their God. However, they together have broken the yoke. They have torn to peace is the bounce. Therefore, a lion from the forest will kill them. A wolf from the desert plains will devastate them. A leopard is watching their cities. Anyone who goes out from there will be torn because their transgressions are many. See, we have now in places out there out west, they say that the wild beasts are coming into the cities. Bears and lions and tigers and all wolves are coming into the cities. Saw it on the news the other night. And they say that people are taking the guns now to kill these wild animals. They're coming in there and taking people and dogs and cats and they're even attacking people. The Bible is manifesting itself. It's unveiling itself because God said, because of the sin that's in the earth, people have no care for righteousness. He started out talking about seeking truth and justice. This is what he started out saying. But people don't want that anymore. They're calling truth a lie and calling a lie truth. That's what they're saying. You watch the show on the television, The View, and there's a bunch of women. They're a bunch of liars. And everything that's about God, they make fun of. They make fun of. They make fun of the Christians right there on The View. And some of them say they're Catholics. I'm a Catholic, but they're making fun of Christians. Listen, they have hardened their faces more than rock. Discipline has inspired more stubbornness, not repentance. Jeremiah chapter 2 and 3, Ezekiel 3 and 8. People supposed to claim that they are saved and sanctified, but they're more stubborn than a donkey. They're more stubborn than a donkey. Hallelujah. Do you see in the book of Numbers where the man of God would go where he was not supposed to go? You know the Bible. And the donkey was trying to protect, save his life, and he started whipping the donkey. You know the whole story. And the donkey asked him, why? Why are you mistreating me? I'm just paraphrasing because I'm not looking at the hurt of my spirit. Have I ever done you wrong? Have I always been good to you? The donkey talking to the man. And the man said if he had a sword, he would kill the donkey. And God opened his eyes to let him see the angel that was wading down the path with a flaming sword willing to kill him. If not for the donkey's sake, he would have been dead. Men today, women today, more stubborn. They're supposed to be saved and sanctified. They're more stubborn than a jackass. Do you hear me? It's in the Bible. They're more stubborn. He says here, they are foolish. In the Old Testament, foolishness is depicted as ignorance of God's way. Since the poor could be uneducated and ignorant of God's law, Jeremiah goes to the elite, according to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 10 to 13. He goes to the elite of devout men. However, the law was too to be read to all Israel, and all were accountable for keeping it. See, what we hear in God's word, we're accountable. People will kiss you and kill you. Kiss you and yet despise you. They will tell you they love you and turn their back on you. Because they don't keep the word. Don't keep the word. Listen. Jeremiah 5 and 7. How can I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me. God is speaking to the prophet. And they have sworn by those who are not gods. But I fed them to the full. And they committed adultery. What adultery? They turned from God to idolatry. Worshiping other gods. What belongs to God? He is the bridegroom. They are the bride. We are the bride. I know they're giving their love to idols, committing adultery against God. When a man or country reject God, judgment comes. That's the answer to this topic. Judgment comes. Judgment is on the way. And the only way that we can delay judgment is by repenting. All of us have to repent. Repent for our sinful ways. The Bible said all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us have to repent. None of us can stand up and push our chest up and say that we have it all together. Not one of us. No matter how long we've been preaching. I'm not as bad as I used to be. But I'm not as good as I want to be. I still got things that I started out this morning with repentance on my back. Just for thoughts. Because the enemy will put things in your head that will make you upset, get you angry. And anger causes you to develop malice in your heart. You have to cast that thing down. Guile inside of you. You have to cast it down. People will say things, and when you hear, it will get you upset and cause you to develop that sin inside of you. You have to cast it down. Listen what he said. Listen what he says. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 8. He says, verse 7 says, how can I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me, and they have sworn by those who are not gods, but I fed them to the full, and they committed adultery and flocked to the house of a prostitute. Listen where they go. They're not glorifying God. People, I see it on TV. The folk are saying that they're Christians. They're down there shaking it and twerking all kind of stuff at Mardi Gras Carnival. They're twerking. They're half naked. They say they're Christians. Then after they take off the outfit, they go and put on Christian clothes, church going clothes, and they go to church Sunday morning and say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. They go down to the house of the prostitute. There were well-fed, lusty horses. Then there, each to the wife of his neighbor. Because of these things shall I not punish, declares God. And on a nation who is like this, shall I not take revenge? Listen to what God is saying. Hallelujah. You're talking about Jehovah God. He's the God of mercy and grace. But when we continue to sin, Paul said, because grace abounds, shall we continue to sin? He said, God forbid. We ought to be living different, being different, learn how to get along with each other. Loving on each other as God loved us. We are full of malice, full of discord. And then you get one person will come and start the discord. You just need one person. You don't need a whole lot. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little. You don't need a whole lot of leaven. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's what God says. He says, the language here draws in explicit comparison to stallions and their sexual drive. Judah had persuaded idol worship with promiscuous passion. The sexual metaphor may also hint at the sexual aspects of the Canaanite fertility cult. Verse 10 of chapter 5 of Jeremiah. I got a lot to give you. I'm going to do a part 2 of this, so I'll come back next week and do a part 2. I'm not going to keep you too long today. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 10, he says, going up upon her walls and destroy, but make not a full end, take away her battlements, for they are not the Lord's. Now God said, now, the prophet to go up. Go up on the walls and destroy. But don't destroy everything. Yes, the battlements. Remove the armor. Remove the stuff that they use to cause problems with. You must not make complete destruction, for shatters God's plan to preserve a remnant. Jeremiah 31:31-34. They are not God. God disavows ownership of Israel. He no longer recognized them because of the apostasy. When we turn away from God, God don't have a choice. He's still standing there, but he's not going to beg you. He's already done the ultimate when he sent his son to lay down his life at Calvary. He's done the ultimate for us, for our redemption. But we are rejecting him because we are so involved with the materialistic thing and the world system and the world style, how the world is doing, that we are rejecting him. We don't have time to pray and fast and repent and turn from our wicked ways. We are caught up with the lying and gossiping. You know some people like that. He said, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, and saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. Isn't this like you see the people that they seem to be doing well? They're driving BMWs, they got Lexus, they got Mercedes-Benz, Cadillacs. They're driving nice, they're living nice homes, swimming pools and 3- or 4-car garage. They're doing well. And they believe that because at this particular time that they're doing well, that no famine can come upon them, no evil can come upon them. They have everything in control, but God said not. He said here in Jeremiah, they have dealt treacherously against him, says the Lord. They have belied the Lord and said, it is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophet shall become weak, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. They begin to make little what God is saying to the prophets. They say the word is not in the prophets. They call the prophets. They say the people are complacent in their sense of security, perhaps believing that Jerusalem is safe because God's presence is there. God's presence is all over the United States of America, but we're not recognizing it. The ones that who are supposed to declare truth is speaking a half truth. They're not speaking about sin. They're not speaking about repentance. They're not speaking about holiness. They want messages. They send out messages to tickle the ears of the people because the people in the congregation have itchy ears. So they're saying what they want the people to hear and what the people want to hear, not what God wants us to hear. Folks gonna get mad because a lot of people, when you are preaching the gospel and you're preaching truth, they're reading between the lines, think that you're preaching about them. They're not realizing that God is speaking to millions of people at the same time, not to them, not just to them. And they look for something to mess up their own mind with. Say, he talking about me, she talking about me. I hear preachers come on Blog Talk and say, I'm not going back there, they talk about me. If God search you out, and God bring correction on you, ought to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because he don't want you to go to hell. And make you examine your own heart. Make me examine my own heart. Make us examine our own heart. Listen. Jeremiah, we're still here where we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're saying that the prophets are going to become weaned. That means the prophets are going to just blow away what they're saying. The word is not in them. The word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, verse 14, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. See, the word of God is going to come. It's going to be so sharp. It's going to be so hot. It's going to be so consuming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a consuming fire. It's going to begin to consume people, because when the preacher preached, hallelujah, his words are not going to drop to the ground, especially that preacher that's living the life, that's living that holy, pure life before God. God's going to use that prophet, going to use that prophetess to declare the truth of God's word, and people are going to drop down dead. They're going to get out of the way, because God's going to clear the path for his righteousness to go forth. He's not going to let people block the word. He's not going to let them block the righteousness of God. He's not going to let it happen. We have to preach this truth. Time that we turn back to the Bible, turn back to the foundation of the word, and begin to preach the ultimate truth, the infallible truth of God's word, and stop trying to preach them to somebody to give us accolades. I don't care if you give me accolades. Matter of fact, when I pray, when I finish, I close the line. You know what we do? We got to preach this thing and just say that God has given this word to me. I'm getting it. It's cutting me like a knife right now. Why? Because God said I got to live a little bit better, much better than I lived yesterday. See what I'm showing you today? I want all of you. I want all of you, God is saying, not a part of you. Not just a part. 99 and a half wouldn't do. I got to have 100. That's what God is saying. How can you love your sister today and hear it tomorrow? How can you love your brother today and hear him tomorrow? Because you got your own mindset when you say you love God. Which God you talking about? The God of this world? Sure, not Jehovah God. Not El Shaddai. Not Jehovah Nisi. Not Jehovah Tiskanu. Not Jehovah Shavuot. Not Jehovah Elion. Not Emmanuel. He loves unconditionally. And that's the way he wants us to love, you and I. We must love each other unconditionally. Not because of what you can do for me or I can do for you. But because he's put his love in us, the fire of love inside of us to love each other unconditionally. Listen, he says, this is so powerful. Glory to God. He said he can put the word as fire inside of them, and it's going to devour them. He said, Lord, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Excuse me. Look and see how many different languages nations are coming into us right now. Look, pay attention. How many different nations are entering into the United States of America, coming over the border? And most of them are not coming because they love us. They're coming because they want to grow. They want to get some extra money. And they're also coming because at a point in time, they will be used to destroy us from inside. Because once it get inside, you don't know where it's going to hit. You don't know which tower is going to hit, which building is going to hit, which bank is going to hit, who house is going to blow, which neighborhood is going to blow up. It's coming in. God says so. He says, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose languages thou knowest not. You don't know how they're speaking all different languages that are coming over the border right now. And most of us can't speak what they don't understand what they're saying. You don't understand. Their quiver is as an open sepulcher. They are almighty men. And they shall eat up thy harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters shall eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fences, cities, wherein thou trusted with the sword. Thy fortified cities don't come down. Nevertheless, in those days, saith the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. God is not going to allow the United States to completely be destroyed. But a great part of our nation is going to be destroyed. I may not be here to see it, but it's going to happen because God's word says so. Great part of Jerusalem, Israel, is going to be destroyed. because God said so. Because God said so. They rejected the sovereign Lord. He said, it shall come to pass when you shall say, wherefore doth the Lord our God all those things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have perished the sand for the bond of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail, though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? Listen, God has even put a limit to the sea, to the waves. The wave can go so big up in the air, but it can only go so far in. God's making it that way. They get to a certain place, it stops. Like somebody has a remote control controlling, God is controlling it from heaven. From his throne room, he is controlling the waves. But man will not allow God to control him because man wants to do his own thing. God doesn't want to turn you around like a puppet. God wants us to submit and commit to him, to his way, to his word. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to humbly bring ourselves, our heart to him. But we want to do our own thing. Even the waves obey the Lord. The ocean obey the Lord. He says, but this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. See, we're wondering why we're not experiencing the blessings of the Lord as we should. We're wondering why we are still not being healed, why we are not restored to our rightful position in him, because of the sin that's in our heart, the iniquity, the malice that's in our hearts, that we are hiding from each other, but God sees it. God sees it. We say we love, but in sense we hate. We say we care, but in sense we don't really care. It's in our hearts. God sees it. Among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap. They catch men. As their cage is full of bears, so are their houses full of deceit. Hear what God is saying. Let's read this again. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and wax rich. Waxing rich. They're growing rich. They have nice homes, nice everything. They can boast about the things they have. But God is not there. Because their homes are full of deceit. They say, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm going to heaven. But I'll tell you this, that most people say going to heaven and not living to go to heaven, they ain't going to heaven. They're going to bust hell wide open because of their heart, what's in their heart. God looking at our hearts. Listen what he says. They are waxing fat. They shine, yeah, that overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesied falsely. The priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? The people love the false prophetic word because the prophet is saying what the people want to hear. They love it. See, why don't you come and you begin to talk about malice and iniquity and lying and gossiping and fornicating and adulterous and all this kind of stuff. People don't want to hear you. They don't want to hear you. Oh, gee, they're always talking about holiness. They're always talking about judgment. Proverbs 14 and 34. Proverbs 14. You all know the scripture. I'm going to go and look at it anyway. I know what it says. Talks about a nation. And it talks about Proverbs 14 and 34. Listen to what it says. Glory to God. Very powerful verse. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a disgrace to any people. See, you don't have to go and burn down somebody's house. You don't have to scratch somebody's car with your penknife. You don't have to puncture somebody's tire, kill somebody's cat or dog to be sinning. But you can just have a sinful talk. It becomes a disgrace to your soul. To your soul. I'm not going to let anyone or anything cause me to have that kind of mindset. I'm praising God for you. I'm praising God for you. I'm praying that God extend your life, that God keep you safe, keep you as an apple to his eye. I'm praying that God bless the seeds that you plant, that they grow up and bring a harvest. Proverbs chapter 1. Go to Proverbs chapter 1. That's what I'm praying. I ain't praying against people. Praying for them. He said, bless those that curse you. Hallelujah. Pray for those that especially abuse you. Proverbs 1 and 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Better pray for me than talk about me. I'll pray for you instead of talking about you. That's my call. Our call as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus, is to intercede for those that are lost and intercede for those that have been called. That's our call. The people in the book of Genesis chapter 18 in Sodom and Gomorrah was living a lifestyle that was outrageous. But yet still, Abraham had a mindset that maybe there was still some righteous men or women, people in the city. And he said, God, perhaps there be at least 10 righteous people in that city where you still destroy. He went from 50 all the way down to 10. Abraham could have said, God, I know I'm going to be a father over many nations. Go ahead and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah right away. No, he was interceding, talking to God. And God was paying him attention because God did not get upset with him. He even was apologetic. He said, allow me to speak one more time. Just allow me to just have intercede for them one more time, God. Because there may be 10 people down there in Sodom. There may be 10 people. Go to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us to fall in love with each other as you are in love with us, Lord. Help us to look beyond each other's faults and see each other's needs. Lord, that is my prayer today. Help us to work to point sinners to you, Lord, like never before. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 30. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword have devoured your prophets like a destroying iron. Listen to what he's saying. God is sending correction, but the people are rejecting it. They're rejecting the correction of God. Why? Because they want to do their own thing. Go to Ezekiel chapter 3 and 8. I'll see if I can give you all the scriptures today. And let the Lord lead me somewhere else tomorrow, the Lord says. God is good to Jesus. Let him do what he wants to do. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 8. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. No, Ezekiel, God has strengthened the man of God to withstand all that would come against him. Hallelujah. You have to be able to stand. We have to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, the tricks, the deception of the enemy. Sometimes the enemy use your very own sister, your own brother in the house of the Lord to come against the men and women of God. People come, think that they know so much about God, but they become a deceiver to the kingdom. Listen to me. He said, Ezekiel shall make your face strong against their faces and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. You have to allow God to strengthen you. You have to allow God to strengthen you so that you'll be able to see what God has shown you and be able to do what God called you to do. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Oh, my God, I love this so much. Woo, Jesus, thank you, Lord. You're strengthening me today, Lord. Oh, Father, where I was disturbed, you are correcting right now. Oh, my God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you are strengthening me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Deuteronomy 31. Yes, 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 yes. This is the word of God. This is not David Callender's word, even though he said I can call it my word, because he said so in John chapter 17. But this is the word of God, which was penned down by holy men. Listen, Deuteronomy 31, verse 10 to 13. Listen to them speak. Ah, 31, 10 to 13. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacle, when all Israel is come to appear before the Lord thy God in this the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read the law before all Israel in their hearing. See, the people come to worship God. But the key is that they must hear the word of God. The whole word, not part. Moses said the whole law. We can't pick up what feels good to us that would sound good to the people for them to hear. Some things are going to sound, we're going to be cutting our ear gates, going to be cutting our hearts, our soul. That's what we need. That's what's going to bring us and drive us into the presence of the Lord, drive us to our need to repent, because we think we got it on. We got it going on. Somebody come and give us some accolades, and we think we got it together because we quoted a couple of scriptures. Listen. He says, gather the people together, men and women, children, and thy strangers that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. Even the strangers that come visiting you ought to hear the word of God, the truth of God. See, the moment that we start complaining and we start criticizing the men of God, if you got some sense, if we got some sense, Apostle, and people coming, cutting up the man of God before us, we ought to just think, if they cut up this man before us, they'll cut up us before the man. They say, a dog that bring a bone will carry a bone. Always remember that. A dog that bring a bone will carry a bone. That's why I don't talk to too many people on the phone. I don't talk too much. I got a guy just coming, two guys coming from Africa, from Ghana. But I'm not driving 500 miles. They got a package for me to bring it for me from Africa. I'm not driving 500 miles to go get the package. I told him if he want to get to me, just drop it in the mail. We got snow on the ground here, and they got a big, they said big snowstorm coming someday next week. Maybe Saturday tomorrow, day after. I'm not driving going nowhere because God didn't release me to go nowhere. I got an invitation to go to another part of India to preach. God didn't release me to go yet. Hallelujah. Once he released me, I'm gone. Anywhere. Hallelujah. People say the plane's going to drop out the air. Let him drop out the air. God will keep your plane in the air. Don't worry about it. He said, look, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land where you go over Jordan to possess. God said, look, where I am taking you, I want you to be equipped with my Lord, my word. My word is what's going to give you the power to sustain you and to keep you. See, we can't, I got to go there all the time. We can't just pick up what seems good in the word of God. We can't just pick up what seems good. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 16. We can't just do that. 16. Ezekiel chapter 16 in the New Living Translation. Verse 10. To 19. I gave you expensive clothing of fine linen and silk, beautifully embroidered, and sandals made of fine goatskin leather. I gave you lovely jewelry, bracelets, beautiful necklaces, a ring for your nose, a ring for your ears, and a lovely crown for your head. And so you were adorned with gold and silver. Your clothes were made of fine linen and costly fabric and were beautifully embroidered. You ate the finest foods, excuse me, choice flour, honey, olive oil, and became more beautiful than ever. You looked like a queen, so you were. Your fame soon spread throughout the world because of your beauty. I dressed you in my splendor and perfected your beauty, said the sovereign Lord. But you thought your fame and beauty were your own. So you gave yourself as a prostitute to every man who came along. Your beauty was theirs for the asking. Verse 16. You use the lovely things I gave you to make shrines for idols. Where you played the prostitute. Unbelievable. How could such a thing even happen? You took the very jewels and gold and silver ornaments I had given you and made statues for men and worshiped them. Listen, men statues of men and worship them. This is adultery against me, saith the Lord. You use the beautifully embroidered clothes I gave you to dress your idols. Then you use my special oil and my incense to worship them, saith the Lord. I imagine it. You set before them as a sacrifice the choice flour, the olive oil, and honey I had given you, says the sovereign Lord. See, God is not pleased. Listen to me. God is not pleased with us giving to idolatry. And sometimes we are worshiping our cars. We are worshiping our homes, and we are proud of telling people of all the stuff that we can do and is doing. How many garages we have, how many cars we have, how many swimming pools we have. We braggadocious. We are braggadocious. But we are never giving God the glory. I mean true glory from our hearts, not just talking off the top of our head. Because, see, we say one thing with our mouth, but the heart is saying something else. And God is looking at the heart. Let's go to Zephaniah. Zephaniah. Let's go to Zephaniah. I want to give you these scriptures. The Lord just says, just put them up there. Because once I get them up there, then I don't have to go back here. The Lord will take me somewhere else when I'm laying down tonight. Yeah, give me something else. Zephaniah. Chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord. He says, Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse 12, I will search with lanterns in Jerusalem, darkest corners, to punish those who sit complacent in their sins. They think the Lord will do nothing to them, either good or bad. Listen to this word. The Lord gave me this last night. Hear the word of the Lord. Because sometimes we are sitting around and we're thinking that God is not watching. We think that he's not hearing. Hallelujah. And what we do, we have eyes we cannot see, and we have ears that we cannot hear. Because what we do, we close our ears and our eyes to the things of God, the truth. We make our own truth, and we live by our own truth. But God said, there's no truth but my truth. He said, I would search with lanterns in Jerusalem, darkest corners, to punish those who sit complacent in their sins. They think the Lord will do nothing to them, either good or bad. It's a powerful text here. You can read it from verse 1. I just pull up that one verse. He told Jeremiah that the people had filled their quivers like open tombs. All of them are warriors. He said, and they will eat your harvest and your food. They will eat your sons and your daughters. They will eat your flock and your herd. They will eat your vines and your fig trees. They will smash with the sword your fortified cities in which you trust. Aren't we trusting in all the stuff that we got here? People are getting, the leaders of our nation is getting on the television and they're boasting about what we have, what we can do. And they are rejecting the sovereign Lord. They're making fun of Christianity, which means Christ-like. They're making fun of it. And we are sitting around saying we are Republican, we are Democrat. You better be a child of God. You better be one that is sold out to the kingdom. And you better be one that's not holding malice and iniquity in your heart. You better be one that know your position in Christ Jesus and not allow the devil to move you from where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. God called us out in 2010, Apostle, to start this church line. I didn't understand the first time when he called us out. I thought it was going to be a prayer line. So we had registered the domain as intercessory prayer line. And one morning we got up, the Lord said, no, these will come on Sunday night, Monday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, all different hours. And the Lord, one morning the Lord said, no, this is not what I call you to do. You can pray on the line when you choose to, but when I release you to, but I call you to be a church line, electronic church, a church in the ear. We're going to go to nations. You don't have to worry about which they just put it out there. And I'm going to carry it on the wings of the ear. It's going to go all over the world, the word you preach, you teach. And we started from just two people. That's Evangelist Campbell and myself, and the Holy Ghost, and makes a multitude. And all of a sudden, I stopped checking it. We're in the thousands of people that we're reaching. We were able to travel the country because of the Blog Talk Radio touching people. God said this. This is my electronic church. This is my church in the ear. No man, no woman can move it. He says, nobody come to preach to help you. You just get up. I'm here with you. I was on Deacon Fraser line last night. Me and Mother Grant, I was there from 8:30. Nobody come on. There's one person. Deacon never showed up. And Mother Grant came on. She and I were there for a while. I said, I got to go. I got to go get a message for today. Because you got to know your position in God. You are his friend. You are his servant. Hallelujah. This was going fine until we get some people returned. When people return, it comes a division. It became divided. The ministry became divided. But God says, I'm still God over God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ ministry. I hold nothing as the servant of God against no one. I hold nothing in my heart. I pray for everyone when I lay down. I pray for everyone when I get up. And Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. We thank you, O God, for this speaking to us, Lord. Lord, showing us this mighty word that you gave us today, Lord. Lord, I am going all the way with you. Lord, I'm not turning back. I'm not letting go. I'm holding on to that trine that you have put before me to hold on to, the word of God. God, I'm trusting you to make a difference, continue to make a difference in the hearts and minds of your people. Touch all those that are being confused right now, even those that are troubled in their spirit, man. Touch them right now, God. God, convict them like Jeremiah. Lord, let your word be like a sickle right now in their heart and cut them, this word that you sent out today. Oh, Father, we ask you to cut, oh, God, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, there's preachers hearing in Africa, people hearing in Germany, people hearing in France, people in Amsterdam, Holland, people in, oh, God, Belize, people over there in Brazil, in Barbados, in Trinidad, in Jamaica, in Tanzania, in Kenya, oh, God, people in Nairobi, Kenya, people, oh, God, East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, South Africa, people in Egypt, in Syria, oh, God, in the Jordan, people over in Israel and Jerusalem, God, there's people in Canada, oh, God, yes, Lord, they are hearing this word, Father God. God, we ask you to convict even those that you have called to teach and preach the truth, God. God, wake them up to the truth. Wake them up to, oh, God, to telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, oh, God. To live in the truth, oh, God. Not just speaking the truth, but to live in the truth, oh, God. Being the truth, oh, God. Oh, God, being a light in this darkened world, oh, God. Being the salt in this world that need to be, oh, God, need to be salted. Oh, God, we praying today, Lord God, that, God, you'll begin to heal the sick. You'll begin to raise the dead in spirit. You'll begin to open blind eyes. God, you'll begin to stop deaf ears. God, we ask, God, that you cause the cripple to walk, God. Yes, Lord God, we ask today in the name of Jesus, that you touch our president, oh God, of the United States of America. Touch the vice president. Touch the Congress. Touch the House of Representatives. Oh, my God, touch the Supreme Court Justice Department, the local magistrates, Lord, the police department, the fire department. Touch the housewives, oh God. Touch the children, the teachers, the doctors and nurses. Oh, my God, the EMTs, Father God, we ask you, God, to bring change in this nation. So many nations have fallen in the United States of America to hell. But God, I ask you, God, to wake them up, that they will not fall into hell, God, because you said it's not your desire that any will perish, but all will come to repentance. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you bring deliverance to our nation. God, wake up the people. God, touch every homosexual. Touch every lesbian, oh God, every fornicator, every adulterer, every thief, every drug smuggler, every drug user. God, we ask today, God, that you bring a change, a supernatural change, God. God, the world is not going to change unless you change it. God, we ask you to change people, that people will change people. Oh, God, we pray today, God, that you make a move. Oh, God, let revival take place all over this nation, all over the world. God, we call it for revival. God, touch the hearts, oh, God, and revive men, revive women, revive boys and girls, oh, God. Cause the dog to be revived, the cat to be revived. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we are praying today. We are praying for your hand to touch us, oh God. Touch us even stronger, God. Touch us where we are weak and where we are strong. Touch us and make us stronger. God, we are praying today, Lord God, that you let us not hold any malice in our hearts for anyone. Let us not hold any grievance against anyone, Lord God. Let our tongue only release love. Let our tongue only release compassion and mercy and grace, oh God, as you have released for us, God. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Come on in, Mother Grant. I see you there. Come on in, Mother Grant. Mother Grant, come on in. She's her phone. She plays with the phone. We hang up, she'll come back and she'll know I called her. Well, the line is open for anyone that wants to respond. All of a sudden, my throat is itching, but I got some stuff for it right here. The line is open.
Good afternoon, Apostle, and to everyone on the line.
Good afternoon, daughter of Zion.
Thank you. I'm getting better by the grace of God, and I'm just thankful to be here today and to be able to respond. You know, this was a powerful word and an on-time word. You know, as you were reading before you even got into Jeremiah 27 and 22, you know, what the Lord said to me, what I heard was people are happy about living and making it in life, but not concerned about making it in the life to come. And everything you said today was, it's such an evidence that the Lord wants us to open our eyes to see. You know, there are so much ways people are now making money, being content creator on Instagram and YouTube and all this stuff. And they're so excited about finally having money and having wealth. Like where it says here, the waves may toss and roar, but they can never pass the boundaries I set. You know, and people are so caught up and consumed about the riches that they're making. And even with men and women of Christ, children of God, about making money and surviving and being able to do all these things, but they're not concerned about the riches of their life. And when I say that, their spiritual life. They're not concerned with doing what is right in the sight of God. The enemy makes things look so easy and allow us to make money where we need to make money to survive. We all need money to survive. But God said that he will supply our needs. And one part where you talk about, you know, in my head, I said, you know, many have backslide within their houses, within the house of God, within the kingdom, because they're prostituting themselves for profit. You know, I didn't even realize that the word was going to speak about prostitution so much. And, you know, God really is speaking to all of us to be careful, to be wise, to use wisdom and seek him. Like you said, you know, when God released you to go, you will move forward. If God doesn't release us to do certain things, hold tight and know that he will open the way. And not prostitute ourselves. I look at all these things that the world now, since the pandemic, people are making money, praise God for that. But it's like they make themselves fools and do stupid things and buffoon. Even the children, you know, are doing all these things just to make some buck, to have so much followers. But all they're doing is following people, following lost people, following blind people instead of following the Lord, following the light that he shines to make us better so that we may have this riches in heaven, that we may have a life beyond this world. This world will pass away and people will die. Things are coming to an end and many people don't see that. They're so consumed about doing what they need to do to make money, make ends meet, to be able to look like they're so on top of the world when all we're doing is sinking beneath this world. So I really thank God for this eye-opening to continue to call on him, continue to follow him, continue to seek him. You know, even though I've been sick, I got sick just when I decided to do a fast. And I'm like, Lord, this is before my birthday. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to still do my best to do it. And, you know, I'm really thanking God that I'm holding tight and that he's strengthening me, because even though I'm sick and my body's weak, I'm still able to maintain. And I think God just keep strengthening me and keep healing me. And, you know, even in this sickness, I said, God, purge me. We have to allow God to purge us of the things that are not of him, to purge not just our body, but purge us spiritually, purge our ears, purge our eyes. I'm taking the time needed to really focus. You know, I've been doing a lot. You know, I still have a lot that I'm doing. I have my church women's ministry that's coming up in March that I have to take care of, that I'm leading. But, you know, and with school, it's been tough. It's been a lot. But I say, God, help me. And I keep saying to God, I'm so tired, Lord, I'm so tired. And, you know, when I became sick, I said, God, you know what? Even though I'm sick in the body, you're still giving me rest. So I thank you, because even in our sickness, God is still talking. And when
That's
we
right.
open ourselves in here, don't allow the sickness of our minds, the sickness of our spirit, the sickness of our bodies, whatever, to stop us from hearing from God. Don't veer away. When we really want to do something and when we want to do what God is calling us to do, he will strengthen us in the time that we need. And I always say, at this moment, Lord, I'm not strong enough. Lord, allow me to at least listen, to have my ears open. So God is speaking.
Jesus.
And we as Christians, the time is coming. And people are feeling that, oh, there's no heaven. Oh, you know, the God is just going to judge you and that's going to be the end of it. No, there is real judgment. And there is life after death. But then there's destruction, that when we don't follow God, the end will come. And he already tells us what is going to happen. It is real. And yes, making money, we need it to survive. It should not become our God. It should not become our complacent of, oh, this is all I need. I've heard so many people say, I know I'm not doing what God is calling me to do. You know, I know I haven't really been able to do what God has asked me to do, the fellowship and to do all these stuff. And they make it seem like it's okay. We have to get back to the things of God. We have to be able
That's right.
to commune with each other. We have to be able to encourage each other. And we have to be able to be obedient to God. Be obedient to God. Be obedient to what he is pulling us forward to do. And not be afraid. Because sometimes there will be people in your circle, in your life, in your home, that as God is leading you, they will do so much to cut you down and make you feel like you're not really doing, you're not really hearing.
My
and you start
God.
Second-guessing yourself. Don't second-guess
Jesus.
Yourself. When God speaks, it is certain. When God says to do, it is certain. Go back to God. And there is times when God is speaking, we have to be silent. We have to keep what God is saying. It's always exciting to share what we hear from God. But if God don't
share, my Lord Jesus, thank you.
Don't share, because it will be those same people that the enemy used to crush that light, to try to hide it, to try to crush your spirit, so you become fearful and not do what God is asking you to do. So I really thank God for this word. And I thank God for you, Apostle, and everyone on the line. God bless you.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Minister Andy. Father, we just thank you and praise you, God, for your servant. Thank you for her tenacity, even pressing to come on to hear this word that you have given us. Lord, we ask you, we know, God, that you are already healing her. But, God, we are still asking, God, for you continue what you began in her. Heal her body completely from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We ask you to remove that virus out of her body. Lord, take away the cold, oh, God, the coughing. God, clean her esophagus, oh, God. Clean her lungs, oh, God, and purify her blood. Lord, we ask you, oh, God, to let your blood be in her veins, oh, God. That sickness will not be able to dwell in her body, God. We ask you to strengthen her. Lord, in the next 3 days, I ask you to multiply healing in her body. God, let her come up out of that healing even as you came up out of that tomb. Oh, God, in the next 3 days, I ask you to strengthen her, make her stronger, Lord, that she knows that it is you, Lord, that you've done, oh, God, a miracle in her body, Lord, that it manifests. Rested, oh God, that she able to finish her schoolwork and do her work, her ordinary work, and Lord, take care of her daughter and talk to her husband, oh God, without coughing and sneezing. Lord God, we ask you to do it right now. Begin it right now. Start it right now, God, that it will manifest, oh God, as she begin to give you glory. I receive it in Jesus' name. Healing is yours, woman. God bless you, woman. God, thank God for you. Hallelujah. Is yours, woman of God, is yours. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. It is yours. God said it's yours. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even your immune system is taking a new hit, a fresh hit from heaven. Your immune system, I hear the Lord said, tell you, your immune system is taking a new hit from heaven. Oh, God, that stuff going down. When stuff comes, it's going to have to turn backward. When it comes and try to penetrate your body, it's going to have to turn backward because your immune system is being strengthened even right now. God said, I'm strengthening your immune system in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mother Grant, you're back on. Come on in. Come on in, Mother Grant.
Oh, what happened? I was reading, and when I finished, I picked up the phone.
No,
next to the phone. Did y'all hear me read?
No, you didn't read nothing. I had to hang you up because I said something wrong with your phone, so I said hang you up. When you realize you'll hang up, you'll come back, and then I hear you.
Oh.
No, you didn't. We didn't hear one word from you.
I'm driving now, yeah, because I read, and when I finish, I went to the phone to hang up, and I see the phone hang up, and I say, y'all didn't hear me. I had to call it back in, but I'm driving.
No, there was nothing, you didn't say nothing at all. When you finish driving,
oh,
you park, you can read, because I called you about three times. You didn't hear nothing.
Stop right here till Vandy's gets up for the show, and the little boy come up in my lap, and Van sleep. I don't know, yeah, hang the phone up, yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for you.
Lord,
and thank God.
Lord, I'm telling you, God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Grandma, to read, then she's going to go through the line, okay, to get something for you. You are your brother done gone sleep. Okay.
Hey, can I get a Coca-Cola?
Okay. Who loves me? As a teenager, I went through the tropical season of rebellious against my mother's authority. My father died before I entered into. So my mother had to navigate those turbulent parents' water without his help. I recall thinking that mother would not want me to even have any fun and maybe don't even love me because she frequently said no. And I see how that was, that she said no to activities that wouldn't good, that wasn't good for me, because she loves me. The Israelites question how much God loves them because of their time in captivities in Babylon. But that captivities was in correction for their continuously rebel against me, against him. So now he sent the prophet Malachi to them. The prophet opened words from God were, I have loved you, Malachi 1 and 2. Israel repel inquiry as to how he has loved them, as if to say, really? But God, through Malachi, remind them of the way he demonstrates that love. He chose them over the, this is, Ecomites. We go through difficult season in life. We may be tempted to question God's love for us during them. Let's recall the many ways he showed us his unfailing love. When we stop to consider his goodness, we find that he indeed a loving father. Now, has God shown his love to you? Lift the ways here and thank him. God, you have shown tender care for me over the course of my life. You have been present with me in difficult seasons. Help me to always remember your love. Judges 11 and 12, Luke 6, 1 and 26. How have you loved us? Malachi 1 and 2. Your love. May God and his blessing to his words. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mother Grant. That was right on time. Because we talked about the love, the people loving, God loving the people and the people rejecting him and rebelling against him. And you came in with that also. So God was right on the money, see. And you didn't even hear the sermon. But we thank God for that. The line is now open for anyone that wants to respond. You can come on in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're going to pray and close out. That was UPS just dropping off a machine. I ordered a new drain cleaning machine so it can clean drains and stuff, stop the drains and stuff, you know, plumbing, bathroom sinks and kitchen sinks and main sewer lines and stuff. So UPS just dropped it off. They say I'm grateful, you know, because I got to go in the field and make some money, so I can help the poor. So I have to, that's what I got to do. So we thank God for you all. We thank God for those that were able to respond. And those that didn't respond, we thank God for you all coming on and hearing this word. Because it was the word of God. It wasn't David Candler's word or Nancy Candler's word. It was God's word. It is God's word. And I believe that it went forth with power and authority in the spirit of God. So God bless you all. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for all that you have said and done, all that you're doing and all that you will do. And we pray, God, that even right now, that you touch those that were not here this morning, those that had a mind that they would have come but didn't come for some reason or another. We ask that you continue to keep them safe and secure. God, it's your healing. It is your mercy that matters. It's your restoration that matters. So, God, it's your keeping power that matters. So, Lord, we just honor you right now and praise you, and we glorify your holy name. Lord, we ask you, God, to do miracles in our land. Do miracles in our nation, God. God, do miracles in our family members. Do miracles in our marriages, oh God. Do miracles in our children, oh God. We pray, God, today. God, do miracles in our schools, oh God. In our hospital rooms, oh God. They're short of nurses right now, short of doctors. Lord, we ask you to do miracles in the courtroom, oh God. Lord God, on our streets, do miracles, oh God. God, touch the violent man. Touch the sinner man. Touch those that are habitually sinning, Lord God. We ask you to touch them, Lord God, because you're the one that can change the heart of a man, God. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you cause people to come to salvation, that people would, oh God, submit to Jesus Christ, that they would give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, and want him, allow him to come in and change them, oh God. Renew them, transform them, oh God. Lord, we are praying, oh God, for a mighty move of God, oh God. Like when Jericho, when Joshua went down to Jericho and the people begin to pray, God. Oh God, it was a mighty move of God. The walls came down, oh God. We are praying now for the walls of sin to come down, oh God. We are praying for the walls of sin to come down, oh God. That you do miracles, oh God, and that the people of God begin to unite together, oh God. God, we ask you to continue to pour out the blood, Lord God. Let the blood continue to rest upon us, oh God, and glue us together as one, oh God, because we know it's your desire that we will become one as you are one, oh God. We are praying today in the name of Jesus for supernatural move in the atmosphere, oh God, in our neighborhood, God. We are praying for our neighborhood, oh God, that there be no more deaths, no more shooting, no more murder, oh God. We are praying, oh God, yes, Lord, for the stores, oh God, that they would have food on the shelf and that there would not be a famine in this nation, oh God. We are praying today in the name of Jesus for the people that are on the street, that are living on the street, the homeless man and homeless woman, the woman that had to be on the street with her children because she could not afford to pay her rent. God, we are praying right now, God, that they be given, oh God, vouchers to get in apartments, get apartments to take the children off the streets in this cold weather. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you move, oh God, on our concern because you said that you will perfect that which concerneth us, oh God. You promised that you would keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. God, we are praying, oh God, for every believer right now, God. We lift up Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington, Apostle Millie Jefferson. We lift up Apostle, oh God, Ronnie Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. God, we are praying for them right now, praying for their ministry. They have a big outing going on at the church, God. And we pray for supernatural move, God, that the people come from four corners, oh God, from every avenue and come, oh God, to celebrate this great move of God. Father, we are praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, oh God, thank you, oh God, for the release of, oh God, of one of our Brother Grant's family who was serving life, but he came out in 28 years, oh God. We pray, oh God, outside better, and 28 years is still better than spending life behind bars. But God, you are faithful, God. You are merciful, God. God, you give, oh God, you give, oh God, oh extension, oh God, where this extension is needed, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for Deacon Fraser, oh God, that you let him not be dissuaded, Lord God, from his post, oh God, that he'll come on his line. When he said he was there, he's not just going to turn on the land and go doing something else, oh God. Lord God, we miss him on last night, Mother Grant tonight, but God, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that every person that is called by God, that has been appointed and approved, oh God, and anointed by God, would hold their position, oh God, in the kingdom, oh God. Do you say the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few? Oh, Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you show up in the hearts of men and women, oh God. You show up in our hearts, oh God, that you begin to cut us on the inside. Use your sickle, oh God, as you're using in the book of Revelation, oh God. Use your sickle and let your sickle cut us on the inside, oh God. Let us not have no rest, oh God, when we are walking away from you, rejecting you, God. Let us not find any rest, oh God, until we return home. Return to you, Lord God, with fasting and pain and repentance, oh God. We are praying today in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you saturate the atmosphere, God. God, we pray that you sterilize the atmosphere, God. Wherever your spirit is, there is liberty, God. We know there's liberty here on Blog Talk Radio. There's freedom here, oh God. We know there's healing, there's deliverance. In the name of Jesus, Father, we declare and decree it right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we are not just praying, God, we can pray. We are praying because you call us to prayer. Even this hour right now, God, is somebody getting saved. Somebody is asking Jesus to enter into their hearts right now. Somebody is submitting to the way. Oh, God, the way of the gospel truth. Oh, God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, some child is being set free, oh, God, from a pedophile right now. Some child is being set free, oh God, from a gangbanger. Oh God, some child is being released from selling dope on the streets for some dope pusher, Lord. We are declaring right now some young girl is being released from being in captivity by a human trafficker, Lord. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that your spirit move across the earth, way across the earth like a wind, like a strong wind, like a tornado, that your spirit move across to the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, we are praying, God, that you equip men, oh God, for the work, for the task of the kingdom building, establishment of the kingdom. God, we pray for Pastor Moses, oh God, we pray, Father God, that you touch the man of God, oh God, as you preach and teach, oh God, that the word will come forth with power and authority, God. We are praying for every believer, oh God, that you wake up, oh God, wake up the anointing in every believer, that they begin to testify and glorify and magnify and exalt the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Lord God, we're praying right now, God, for Mother Grant. We're praying for her children. Pray for her grandchildren, everything that concerns her. Lord, we ask you to protect her on the streets, oh God, while she is driving out there and going this place, and sometimes she goes in dangerous avenues. She goes in these places where the homeless are, where the drug users are. She's giving them food, but God, we ask you to extend your hand of mercy over her hand of protect, your hand of protection over her. We ask you, God, let no hurt, harm, or danger befall her. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the one who sits high and she low. Oh my God, nothing bypass you because you are God. You know all and you can do all. Almighty God, we thank you, Father God. We praise you, Father God, for your spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your move. We thank you for your presence, because in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand they are presence forevermore. God, we thank you, Father God. It doesn't matter what come against us or who come against us, God. We're not concerned about that, because we know that you are with us, oh God. And if you are with us, who can be against us, oh God? We're only focusing on you. We're not focusing on what man said or what woman said or what woman do. We are just focusing on you, Lord. Our minds is on you, God. Oh God, we, oh God, you said if my mind stay on you, you'll keep me in perfect peace. So God, I'm keeping my mind on you. I'm not going to let my mind be drawn away. I'm not going to let the wind call my mind to go this way or that way. I'm going to keep my mind on you, God. Because I know when my mind is you, I have peace, oh God. I have peace that surpasses all understanding. God, I thank you right now. I pray you right now for the anointing that destroy yokes and remove burdens right now, God. I declare that we shall live and not die, but to declare the works of the Lord. God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now that sickness has no dominion over my body. I thank you that sickness and disease has no power, has no authority in my body. God, I thank you right now that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you and praise you now. I glorify your name now. I honor you right now, Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in the United States of America. I thank you that you're bringing change, God. We may not see it, but change is coming. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to do. We know that God is mighty. We know that he is mighty. He is stronger. And I know that he can do what the devil can't do. It doesn't matter that the devil is showing up his head, but God is standing high. Oh my God, he's standing high. And he's looking upon the earth. He made the earth. He's spoken into existence. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not going to let the devil destroy what he made. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you right now. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name, I pray it. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Now, as we leave the line, but never your presence, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you continue to watch over us. You continue to keep us safe and secure, Lord. Keep our minds on you, Lord. Let not the adversary cause us to deviate from the path, oh God, the path, oh God. Pray, Father God, that you keep us on that straight and narrow path, oh God. Father, when we fall, we ask you to pick us up, oh God. Oh God, pick us up when we fall, oh God. Lord, oh God, when we are feeling weak, we ask you to strengthen us, oh God. Oh God, when we feel that we can't get things done, Lord, we ask you to help us, oh God. And we know we'll complete our task. And Father, now as we leave this land, but never your presence, we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them. You love them. And Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak today into somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide. Might stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, or even sodomizing a child. Yes. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. I thank God for you all today. Thank God for allowing us to come together as one and do what thus says the Lord. Minister on there, she'll be back next week. She'll be in full fly if she don't have the schoolwork. She'll be ready to bring a word for us next week. She'll be healed, and she'll be filled. She's already filled, but she'll be even fuller. She'll be overflowing with a fresh word for us. God bless you all. Have a safe day. If you don't have to go out, stay inside. It's very cold outside, I tell you. It's cutting. I just had to went outside to bring in the snake machine, and I tell you, my fingers got numb just in a quick minute. So I thank God for you all. Be safe out there, okay? God bless you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Apostle. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you more. God bless. Bye-bye.
Jesus' name. Thank you.